us gotta be around for the love of her. Turn my life around and we'll spread love to others. I'm the one serving you facts, who's the one serving you daughters? Please be mindful, listen to this as a mother. Kindred to family, soul, all my people. You're tuned into Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman on a mic, Monday, October 9th. 72 degrees here in Brooklyn, New York, and cloudy. We expect some rain. Humidity is about 95 degrees. Had a wonderful, absolutely, wonderful weekend. I hope you did too. Caught up with some football, and I haven't been watching football, admittedly. Like a lot of people in the African-American community, I've been greatly distressed by a lot of the comments that 45 has been making about the players, calling them at one point sons of bitches, and really racializing a situation that was born of a protest spearheaded by the Black Lives Movement, which is an organic movement. It's not really a movement per se. Well, it's a movement per se. It's not an organization per se. That basically wanted to out police brutality, you know, where you were subject to summary execution for a traffic infraction. And we've seen case after case after case. Sandra Bland, Khalil Castile, and I can go on and on and on. It's absolutely outrageous, and it makes you not want to really travel the country. I mean, NAACP put out a rare, unusual, I think it's the first time they've done it in their history, against a specific state, where they were telling black travelers at one point that you can't travel to Missouri. The Missouri chapter of the NAACP, however, as the national chapter, which is down in Maryland, in Baltimore, to be exact, to rescind the travel advisory. To my knowledge, they haven't done it yet. And the NAACP is another story that we will talk about on another show. It really is an organization, a storied past, but uncertain future that I really would like to devote an entire show to. So at any rate, I just want to share a little personal aside. You know, I don't practice law, have never practiced law, even though I'm a trained lawyer, but I had a couple of instances where I felt, you know, either discriminated against, or I had a, you know, somebody tried to take something from me unethically or illegally. And so I brought a couple of civil claims in the respective courts of competent jurisdiction, which is what we say in law, against the defendants. I have no problem suing. And one of the cases, you know, I don't want to get into the meat and potatoes of it, but the fact of the matter is, both cases were causing an inordinate amount of stress. And, you know, I run a business. You know, I'm a student. I'm a teacher. I'm a father. I'm a lot of things. And, you know, stress kills. And beyond that, stress detracts mightily from one's ability to enjoy one's life. So I was saying, man, these cases are really dominating because of all the energy. Freud, you know, said that we have limited psychic energy. But these cases were really sapping my energy creatively and in a lot of ways. And I just had to recenter myself from a lot of stuff, a lot of things that I was doing personally in my life that I had never done before. And I wanted to regain that relationship that I had with the Creator. So I made a couple of dramatic, radical even, changes in my life. And I could tell you that I'm much better for it. I'm still in the midst of this transformation. And God willing, I will be able to continue it and continue back in my quest for that centering. And I think that we all need to do it. You know, there's one of our co-hosts, Elena Seven. She's on a Gatewood show on Friday. And tune into the other Marketing Pulpit International shows. We're on every day from Monday through Saturday. So give a listen, because all the hosts bring a great deal of information to the table that you will not find on any other radio show. So I urge you to listen to us roughly the same time, 10:30 to 11. I believe Robert Gatewood, his show, which is on WOLAM, terrestrial out of D.C., airs a little longer. So I believe it goes from 10:30 to 11:30. And then we have a sports show on Saturday. Not quite sure of the time. I have to find out, and I apologize in advance. But I was talking about one of his co-hosts, Elena Seven, who hosts the fitness portion of the show. So I don't want to get into that, but that's another part of it as well, that I want to share my own personal journey. That I've always been relatively active. You know, I'm getting older. I'm solidly middle aged, and my son was saying something the other day, because he's a relatively young kid. He's, you know, I had him late in life, and he was absolutely right. You know, from children's lips to God's ears, and I've made an adjustment there as well. You know, one ties in with the other, and I don't mean to be cryptic, but you know, I'm not at liberty to go into detail about what I've done personally, but yeah, I can tell you this, that I have been exercising a lot more and more consistently. That's the other part of it. But I still need to do more aerobic exercise. So I'm already a member of the Community Emergency Response Team, which is great. It's fantastic. You don't have the same obligation that you do if you were to join a fire department as a volunteer, a standalone ambulance company. One of which I've been a part of for many, many years. You know, I've been a part of numerous standalone ambulance companies. So the long and the short of it is that I've decided to do that again, because the agency, if they'll have me, I don't know. You know, I was down at Ground Zero on 9/11, and you know, that was a whole nightmare, personally and professionally, and obviously for the victims. And so I don't know if I want to be involved to that degree again, but maybe I'm ready. I don't know. That's 16 years ago. So we'll see. So I joined another, or I am attempting, I'm going through the initial process, which starts actually this evening around 8 o'clock. It was relatively late for me. But that's when their meeting starts, and way out in the boondocks. So I'm going to go out there this evening and see. Just get a feel for the culture of the place. I already shot the chief, one of the chiefs, two chiefs that are run that particular agency, an email. So it's fairly elite, and I you know, my motive for joining are both altruistic And for my own benefit as well, because I want to be active. I don't want to be one of those seniors. When I turn, so I'm not a senior yet, but when I become a senior, I just don't want to be, how can I say it? Out of shape and, bedridden or, tied to a chair watching television. I can't imagine a life like that where I'm not hiking, orienting, fishing, hunting, not in the woods. Now I'm a city boy. Don't get it twisted now. I'm not a country boy, but I do enjoy getting away, getting out of the city and getting down to a suburban area and then going from a suburban area to a rural area where I'm just at one with nature. I'm living, or not necessarily living, but yeah, living close to nature, just taking a walk, and I haven't been able to do it in a while, and the distress that has been building from this foolishness with these wicked people has sapped a lot of my energy, creatively, professionally, certainly spiritually, and I said I can't do it anymore. So I just wanted to share that with the listening audience because I believe it's important for us to really, and that's what vacation is for. We go away, in an effort to recharge. And I haven't had a vacation in a while, and I think there's a study out that says Americans, for whatever reason, take less vacation. We think for some reason, we've been lulled into this collective delusion that we have to work 24/7 to gain some material acquisitions that, at the end of the day, don't make us happy. I have all the toys that a man could want. I mean, literally, all the. I don't need anything else. I really don't. If I were never to buy anything else in life, I kid you not, I have everything that I want. And then I can leave it to my son because obviously you can't take it with you. So, and they don't make me happy. I mean, let me put it this way. They make me happy, but they don't impart a sense of happiness. The happiness can only be born on the inside. All right, enough waxing philosophic. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with the theme of the show. And we're back here at Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman on a mid-ike. It's 72 degrees here in Brooklyn, New York, and cloudy. Humidity's 95%, so we can definitely expect some rain. As a matter of fact, segues nicely into what I want to talk about here. We're expecting, well, actually, there was another tornado or hurricane that hit landfall in Alabama, and Nate hit as a category 2, I believe. And if you look at it on a map, it extends from the Gulf Coast which encompasses the area of Louisiana, Mississippi, and parts of Florida, Alabama, certainly. And it extends clear up into upstate New York. So it's just a little west of the East Coast. Not much. So with a weather pattern this large, and I'm not a meteorologist by any means, stretch of the imagination, you do get residual rain. So we got some rain on the weekend. So we were planning on cooking out, and my girl said, "Well, let's just close the cover on the grill." So that's what I did. I put my charcoal on and I fired it up, and it worked eminently well. As a matter of fact, it was so daggone hot that I burnt the paint off the ground. I tend to do this, and I know I'm foolish. I make the fires entirely too hot. So cooked our little ribs. We had beef ribs. They were delicious. So anyway, I don't want to get into our barbecue menu for this weekend. But yeah, so it didn't rain, but with the grill down, we were still able to grill our food. And it was delicious. So I believe that we're going to get rain for the rest of the week. I don't know how long this is going to last, but we haven't had rain in a while. So it's kind of a good thing. Even though everything, I think there's still a few things left in my garden, but for the most part, I've pulled up everything. I'm going to rototill it under, and as soon as everything dies and is lying on the ground, rototill the whole garden and dump whatever compost I have left over there into it, and basically try to straighten up that backyard. It looks horrendous. So we've been talking, unfortunately, about 45 now. And I as part of my stress reduction program, I basically, use social media and post with like-minded friends of mine. I'm really not a fan of Facebook, even though they have algorithms that make it, very, very addictive. So I don't get a lot of responses to my posts. I believe they're too cerebral. Not that I'm smarter than anybody else, but I write the way I feel. And either it goes over people's heads, or they are not feeling me. There's no other way to parse it. And that's cathartic for me. I mean, that's the way I purge, expurgate my demons, relative to this disastrous administration. And my greatest fear, I'm still military age, believe it or not. I can still be called back to active service. Haven't been in the military in many, many decades, so it would be, kind of difficult. I was reading an article about a gentleman, and he was able to do it. I don't know quite how, but he got a waiver. I think he was a doctor or something like that, or something. But he went in as an enlisted man. I'm sure that if he was a practicing physician or a subsurgical specialist, podiatrist or dentist or something like that he would have went in as an officer. So I'm trying to figure out the story. But the guy's, is in his mid to late 50s, and decided to get back into shape and re-enlist in the military, and did it. He wanted to do something for his countries, and actually went in with all these young kids, because you figure most enlistees are in their late teens and early 20s. And I think the way he was able to obtain the waivers is, by having a prior military background, and there's a couple other things that you have to do, but he did it, and he's in, and actually has some rank. I believe he's a E3, already. So he had to have prior military. So to each his own. If that's the way he wants to serve, I prefer to serve, like I said earlier during the show, is through volunteerism. I mean, in the military, you get paid, and it's a more structured environment, But you also risk getting killed because primarily your function is that of a soldier. And soldiers are subject to being killed on the battlefield. That's what you're there for, primarily. Your job is ancillary in support of that objective, to be a soldier. So I was saying that to say that we all participate in society in different ways. And, you know, like when I'm talking about this guy, 45, I speak about him, you know, his recklessness, because it's going to be disastrous. And, you know, there's an article in the New York Times about one of his staunchest allies, Corker out of Tennessee. I remember when he ran against Harold Ford Jr. and used some really racist, and, you know, Tennessee. I like Tennessee. Out of all of the Deep South states, Tennessee has got to be my favorite. I absolutely love Tennessee. Every opportunity I get to travel through there, I would, you know. It looks like North Carolina. It's actually, if you looked at it on a map, it attaches to North Carolina on the western end. And so they share the same topology. And then I love all the cities there, from Knoxville all the way to Memphis. And if I were to live there, as a matter of fact, my girl and I were talking, well, I really like Nashville. I know a preacher down there, you know, the guy's really very talented, and I like him a lot. He's a young guy, so I would be inclined to say Nashville, too, even though I really like Memphis a lot. I do, because I'm a barbecue aficionado. But, you know, back to what I was talking about, this guy is really beating the drums for war with North Korea, and not talking about what would happen to South Korea in such a misadventure, and then talking about withdrawing from an agreement made with Iran to decertify that agreement, which means that our word as Americans would mean little. And he doesn't see, this is the fear, and this is the problem that I have, beyond the fact that he's a racist and a dunce, is that he doesn't consider the long-term ramifications. It's like dealing with a child, you know, where, you know, children seek instant gratification, and they don't consider the ramifications of their behavior, the long-term consequences. Like, as an adult, you know, we all make conscious decisions. We know that if we do X or if we do Y, X is sure to follow. I mean, we have an innate understanding as part of the maturation process to understand that, you know, actions or behavior have consequences. This guy just doesn't have the slightest. You know, he built out a company that's not successful by any means, stretch of the imagination. And Robert Reich, former labor secretary, considered one of the best labor secretaries or the best cabinet secretaries ever. He was Clinton's labor secretary. He wrote a scathing piece about, you know, had Trump just invested the money that his father gave him in mutual funds, he would be 100 times as rich as he is now. So he's not a success. I mean, you know, if anybody, he at least, you know, to his credit, he didn't lose the money. That's another story. Let's take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of the break and finish up. And we're back here at the Marketing Pulpit International, New York edition, with yours truly, Dennis. D Shipman on the Mid Ike, or just call me D. Just gonna call me late for dinner. At any rate, we're talking about 4:05 on the other side of the break, man. The guy's we call him Chump, the Brain Dead Comic Carnival Barker, aka Clueless the Clown. And I'm just concerned that because he had a whole bunch of military types. I guess they were the leaders of the various branches of the military, and did a photo op with him late last week, and made a few cryptic statements, you all know what this means and blah 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 blah. And I know he has people there, Mathis and Kelly, seasoned warriors, to try to hold him in check. But ultimately, though, he is the president of the United States, unfortunately, and so they are subordinate to him. And if he were to pull the trigger, literally and figuratively talking or speaking, they would have little. They would have little, and the word escapes me, but they would have to basically follow his order, and that's scary. It's really frightening, and we're going to talk more about this next week, because I think that the guy's itching, to make war with North Korea as a distraction from whatever Mueller is doing. We don't know, because he's dragging his feet on bringing indictments, and I can understand you being thorough, but we need to get this guy out of office, and that's the bottom line. We're going to talk more about this in the coming weeks, so stick with us right here on the Marketing Pulpit International Radio Show, hosted by yours truly, Dennis Shipman. Have a great week.